All right, Nate, final checklist. Bell.
Check.
Book.
Check.
Candle.
Vanilla scented, and check.
Good. Let me just put the final touches on this summoning circle.
Should we really be drawing on the floors? You know we're renting this house.
And our landlord doesn't need to know everything we do with it. There, it's ready. All we have to do now is perform the summoning ritual. Ooh, just saying it sounds mysterious, not to mention imposing.
Yeah, cool. What exactly are we summoning again?
Not what, Nate. Who? And she's someone who is going to help us get back at Carlton and the rest of them in that... what's it called again? Heinous Investigations? Psh, dumb name.
But why do we need to get help? Why can't we just rely on what we already know, like with the plan with the ghost fish?
Forget about the ghost fish! Unpredictable, stupid things couldn't get the job done! But if we had a smarter, more powerful supernatural force on our side, then we'll get Carlton's crew for sure!
And this supernatural force we're summoning, who is she?
Just do what I say and you'll find out. Put the candle down there and hand me the book. Good. Think you can ring that bell?
When?
I don't know. The book I found this stupid ritual in didn't say. Just ring it. What am I supposed to say again? I wrote it down somewhere. Got it. Okay. Noble gods of the greater world, we... beseech you to release the sorceress Circe from your ranks so that she may... Would you stop that?
Sorry.
Anyway, as I was saying, we beseech you to release the sorceress Circe from your ranks so that she may help us smite our enemies and achieve our most desired victory.
Nothing happened.
Nothing except me looking like an ass reading that outdated bullshit. I don't even know why I thought that worked.
Delia?
Never mind. I take it all back. I'm a genius.
Do you want to get that?
Yes, I do. But you're coming with me.
But
now! Nate, I'd like you to meet the all-powerful sorceress Circe.
Hey, what's up? One of you guys summoned me?
You sure you did that ritual right?
Are you the all-powerful sorceress Circe? Because if you are, I kind of expected a bigger entrance.
Yeah, it's me. It's just... after a few thousand years, the whole divine sorceress act gets old. It's not worth the effort anymore.
That'd explain the bathrobe and the sweatpants.
Shh! But, Circe, you're still gonna, you know, smite our enemies and achieve our most desired victory, or whatever, right?
That's how it works. You summoned me, so I'm obligated to use all of the powers at my disposal to help you achieve victory. Whatever that means for you. And I can't leave until it's done. So you think we can make this fast? Because I've got, like, a few million more seasons worth of reality dance competitions to binge, and I'd like to get back to it.
I don't think there are that many seasons of any kind of show.
Maybe not in this dimension. So what do you want from me? Money? Love? Revenge?
That one! It's that one! There's this guy who's been running with some kind of paranormal investigation service.
So you'd like to thwart him in his place of work, possibly fatally?
I don't know about fatally.
Fatally is good! And chaotic. The more chaotic, the better.
Got it. Come with me.
Huh. Magic portal. Nice.
Okay, Delia, you got your help, so I'm just gonna clean up all this summoning stuff while you two go through the scary portal.
Don't even think about it. So, Circe, where are we going?
Somewhere we can ask a favor from an old friend of mine.
And I'm guessing this old friend has something worthwhile to offer?
With his skills, your enemy should be at your mercy, and I should be out of here in a few days.
Sounds like it's gonna be one hell of a week.
Haynesbury. A town that is about to be in for one hell of a week. I mean, at least, that's what Liza says.
There's gonna be food, and a flea market, and a pumpkin patch, and arts and crafts for the kids, and games. Oh my gosh, Carlton, they always have those great carnival-type games, and not to brag, but I dominate every year.
Yeah, she does, and it is not pretty.
What's that supposed to mean?
That when Liza gets near any kind of game, you should move far, far away.
Oh, come on, Frank, I'm not that bad. I can just be a little competitive.
This Harvest Festival's really that big of a deal?
Yep. The Henriksons started the tradition decades ago, and it's been this crazy multi-day extravaganza ever since. It's considered a big deal for two reasons. One, it attracts some decent tourism.
And two?
It's had a long-standing track record of being the one week of the year when nothing freaky happens.
Nothing?
Not as long as I've been here.
And apparently for much longer than that. In the numerous books the library has regarding the town's history, this particular time of year is consistently noted as being devoid of preternatural activity.
And everybody around here knows it.
Then if there's no business for us this week, why did Martin tell us to come down to the festival grounds?
Because this is our chance to keep up that good relationship with the town. You know, the one that took us weeks to set up.
Oh, okay, I've got it. Now, one more question. Why did you, have to bring the little girl with us?
Because I told my mom that, as a child, it is important for me to have an engaging, socially stimulating environment to grow up in. And I can't have that if I'm stuck in a big old house all day.
What can I say? She makes a good argument. Plus, I thought she'd be easier to watch than Frank.
Hey, hey, look at that popcorn machine! It's so shiny! I bet I can make it run faster! Hey, hey, you want someone to upgrade the motor on that baby?
Frank, wait! Don't worry, guys. Elliot and I will get him.
We will?
Yeah. Now, come on.
Wait. Is it really necessary that we rush?
Can I go with them, Mommy? Please?
Okay, but you don't leave their side. Got it?
Got it. Thanks, Mom.
Why are you always so protective of your daughter? When I was a kid, I went anywhere I wanted. And it was fine.
You were working for criminals.
And yet, I was never in immediate danger.
Well, sorry if I'm not really a fan of free-range parenting.
I'm not saying you have to blindfold her and throw her out in the middle of nowhere, but would letting her out of your sight for a few minutes kill you?
You know, having kids isn't as easy as it looks.
Hey, Clay! We haven't seen you since...
Since you guys almost got drowned by a bunch of undead fish?
Yeah. Have you been?
I guess I could be better.
If it's because Frank's stuck in your machine, I'm really sorry about that.
Frank, please. I need you to stop trying to improve the machine and move. I'm not strong enough to pull you out myself.
No, wait, I know I can make it work better!
Yeah, let them mess with it all they want.
Woohoo!
The longer I don't have to work, the better.
Why?
This guy who I work with down at the docks is being an especially bad person. You didn't tell me you had a little lady with you.
What are you doing, Mr. Epstein?
Trying to make this machine crank out double the popcorn twice as fast.
What are you doing, Dr. Quaid?
Praying that he doesn't cause it to explode.
What does this guy you work with being a jerk have to do with you setting up a popcorn machine?
It's not just setting up the popcorn machine. Every year, fishermen volunteer to run a few booths for the Harvest Fest, but because I'm the youngest, this guy Lenny convinced everybody else to make me do all the work. Said something about paying dues. Now they all get to make their money while I'm out here doing everything by myself.
Aw, Clay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no point in trying to fight it now. Not when everybody's so set on me doing it. But hey, if I'm gonna do it, I might as well take my time, right?
And there! I can really start working now that I got this piece out. That piece, however, is super important, and we're gonna need to get it back.
It seems to have rolled somewhere behind those bushes.
I can get it.
No, that's okay. It's my job. I'll go get it. Thanks for trying to fix the machine, Frank. Feel free to come back and work on it before the fest. I'll see you guys around.
See you around. Looks like we have to go anyway. Come on, boys. Hold my hand, Rachel. I do not want to get on your mom's bad side.
Okay, so it rolled back here, and then it went,
Psst. Hello, friend. Need some help?
Who said that? I'm warning you, I took karate until the 8th grade.
Whoa, slow down there. I only asked if you needed some help.
Yeah, but from where? This is Harvest Fest week. You may not know this, but that means it's not the time for weird voices from out of nowhere.
I'm not nowhere. I'm right in front of you.
Where?
Down here.
Holy crap. I think I gotta call somebody.
Oh, before I help you out.
Hey, I was looking for that pot. Thanks.
Don't mention it. Hey, while I'm at it, is there anything else you might need help with?
Nope. I'm good. Nice to have, met you.
You sure you don't want to do something about all that work from Lenny?
How do you know about that?
I've got ears. I hear things. And I could take care of your work problem for you.
No offense, Mr. Whatever you are, but you seem a little too small to do the kind of work I've got to do.
Oh, you'd be surprised. I could do it all, and better than anyone else around here. And wouldn't it be great to stick it to Lenny and get back to your real job?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Right. And I can make it happen. Well, provided you do one thing for me first.
What's that?
I think the scream came from this direction. Hurry up, kid, you're falling behind.
I apologize, Mr. Carlton. Physical activity has never been my strong suit.
I think we found the source of the scream. She's in police uniform. You guys know her?
Yeah, I know her. She's Rhodes' number 2.
Her name's Jerusha. Jerusha Thomas.
She is extremely annoying.
Excuse me, ma'am. Officer Thomas. We're here to help. If you could stop screaming. Oh! Okay. The stomach punch was a little unnecessary. Liza, Plan B.
Got it.
Thanks. Any idea how long that knockout gas you made will last?
I'd give it a few minutes.
5 minutes later.
All right. I think that she is regaining consciousness.
Oh!
Hey, Officer Thomas. Can you tell us what happened? Officer Thomas!
It's Deputy Thomas, but you can call me Jerry.
Okay, Jerry, you can call me Carlton, and I'm guessing you know my partner, Pryor.
Oh, yeah, you're those heinous investigators, right?
Yes, and as one of the investigators, I want to ask you seriously, what the hell happened?
Sheriff Rhodes disappeared!
Shh! You might want to lay off the screaming, unless you want to take another nap.
Okay! Sheriff Rhodes disappeared.
Disappeared? Isn't that more of your people's department?
Not when the person who disappeared does it right in front of you! Okay, well, it was right behind me, but so-
What do you mean, behind you?
Sheriff Rhodes and I came down here to the festival grounds to double-check our security setup. Everyone in the station takes different shifts for fest duty. I turned my back for a second, and he was gone!
Shh.
Sorry, he was gone. And all that was left was the stuff.
It looks like thread.
It's from a plant, definitely.
We're at the site for a harvest festival. There's plant stuff everywhere.
But that plant stuff wasn't there before Sheriff Rhodes went missing!
Is it possible that Sheriff Rhodes just ran off somewhere and didn't tell you?
No! No! He's not the type to just run off. He tells me everything. Please, Miss Pryor, Mr. Carlton, I know that this kind of thing, mysterious disappearances, isn't supposed to happen this week. But that doesn't mean it could never happen, right?
Okay. We'll look into it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you!
If you hear anything from your people, let us know. Preferably as quietly as possible. Well, guys, let's, go back to Marty's place. Looks like we've got something weird to look into after all.
We have Jack's squat to look into.
I don't know. I'm not the first person to jump at the supernatural explanation, but she looked pretty spooked.
You were talking to Jerry Thomas. She always looks spooked, and I should know. I tried to chat her up at the bar once, and by the end of the night, she had me on the floor at gunpoint. And not in the good way.
Given your track record with women, I don't find that hard to believe.
I was offering to pay the check. That's gotta be one of my nicer moves.
Algie's got a point. Sort of. I've lived here for years, and I can say that out of all of the cops here, Jerry has a reputation for overreacting to things, seeing things when they're not there, and generally being a paranoid pain in the side. I think her promotion to deputy was mainly because she could spot a crime scene from miles away, even when there wasn't one. And I have a feeling that's what's happening now.
But you always believe in this stuff.
Which is why I believe in the mysterious absence of this stuff once a year. And everyone else in town believes in that too. If we really want to keep things solid between us and them, we should embrace the supernatural free week.
Look, since this whole business got started, we haven't had what you'd call the best luck. Actually, it's been hell. I wouldn't be surprised if this year this town suddenly decided it was overdue for something extra weird. And I bet everyone else here is thinking the same thing. Right, guys?
Well, from a business standpoint, it might be better to focus on building our brand, which probably includes not taking cases from a perpetually nervous, unreliable policewoman.
Okay, I guess I was wrong. Let's call it off for today and pick up the whole public relations thing tomorrow.
Thanks, Carlton. Trust me. If there's one thing I know about, it's playing it safe. You just watch. Rhodes will show up tomorrow and everything will be back to normal. Or, relatively normal. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. See you then, Pryor.
Miss Pryor?
Doc?
If you don't mind my saying so, I believe that you could have been a bit more willing to take up this case. Mr. Carlton seemed to hope that you would.
Yeah, well, he's a lawyer, and I'm pretty sure they teach you in law school that you can't win them all. Sometimes you have to settle.
That doesn't sound like an ideology with which you'd agree. Nor would Mr. Carlton, for that matter.
The discussion's over, Doc. If you don't have anything else to say, you should probably go.
All right, then. I won't say anything. I'll show you.
Hey, that's the plant stuff Jerry showed us earlier.
I thought it would be beneficial to take a sample. You see, my philosophy is that it is better to be safe than sorry. Therefore I, well, what I mean to convey is,
Please just spit it out.
I'd like you to know that if at any point you do desire to resume work on Deputy Thomas's case, you will have someone prepared to assist you.
Thanks. But for now, I think we're all calling it quits. Like you said, better safe than sorry.
Okay, day two of fest prep. Let's go out there and, do some more PR stuff.
Nice motivation.
Oh yeah, like you're any better.
Fine, whatever. Let's go.
Hi, Paula. Milk bottle toss looks good.
Aw, thank you, dear. Aren't you sweet? Would you and your fella like to test it out?
We're just friends.
Yes, definitely.
But if you wouldn't mind, I'd still like to play.
Oh, be my guest, dear. Here, grab a ball. These bottles are stacked pretty high, so don't worry if you don't get every... Oh!
Yeah! Perfect shot! Kick ass! Victory is mine! Woo!
Gosh, Miss Lysa, when Frank mentioned your competitive spirit, he wasn't speaking lightly, was he?
I grew up in a house with tons of other kids. You had to compete for everything you wanted. I like to think that I got pretty good at it. So good that now anytime I play a game, I can crush my enemies into dust! Isn't that great?
I think you broke some of the bottles.
I never realized how much liquor the Rover's Rest sold at Harvest Fest.
Oh, yeah. The lack of spooky, otherworldly danger gets people relaxed enough to drink way more. Every year I feel like it gets harder and harder to load it all into the truck.
Well, we're here to help.
I don't think it's that much.
Maybe that's because you've been drinking your way through the inventory.
So I went through a case of beer.
You went through 7.
Then Mike can put it on my tab. Mike, is there supposed to be a big glowing circle on the back of the building?
Oh, you found the magic portal.
Magic portal?
Yeah, this building's been around since the town was founded. Legend has it, when people first settled here, the construction disturbed the land's supernatural energy, resulting in an interdimensional gateway through which all manner of monsters and forces of evil could travel in order to congregate and perform their dark deeds. But we just use it to dump our trash. Speaking of which... Almost forgot to get rid of those empty bottles.
Check out all the people around here. Getting in good with them should be a snap. It's just small talk, right?
Right. We've got this.
We've totally got this. Hey! Yeah, you! Over there! Got anything interesting to talk about? Hey!
Ugh, we don't got this. Hey, Carlton, wait up!
So, since there aren't any real paranormal threats this week, we thought we'd take the chance to come out and see the masses. See what people around town needed help with for Harvest Fest and afterward.
If you really wanted to get involved with the fest, why didn't you just set up a booth like the other businesses?
Oh, well, we're more of a hardcore professional kind of business. I don't think we'd want to get caught up in all this hokey stuff.
Excuse me?
Not that hokey Harvest Fest is hokey or anything like that. I just mean that,
Don't listen to him. He's not from around here. I happen to like all this hokey stuff. Oh, crap.
Maybe we should talk to somebody else.
Good call.
Yeah, I've heard of you people, and I think you're out of your minds. If you ask me, the last thing this town needs is somebody going around, sticking their noses in something twisted.
We understand your concerns, but we make sure to handle these situations carefully for the good of...
Hey, I know you. You're the one whose crazy daughter almost wrecked... Holy mother of...
My daughter is not crazy, but I am, and I'll do anything to keep her safe. Got it?
Yeah.
Whoa there, Pryor! Maybe put the knife down so we could get out of here. Sorry about the trouble, sir. I'm a woman. Okay then, nice meeting you, gotta go.
Ugh, why are we so bad at this? I'm scared to know what kind of lawyer you are.
Hey, addressing a courtroom is very different than asking some idiot about their day job. You know, I thought I wouldn't miss the freaky stuff for a week. Turns out I was wrong.
But we're still better off without it. I know that this PR stuff isn't as glamorous as taking down ghosts and vampires, but it's a whole lot safer, right?
What is it with you in safety? You're the one always pulling knives on people and fighting them off.
So I can keep myself and everybody I care about safe. Believe me, I'd like to be like you and jump blindly into danger like a complete moron.
Moron might be a little much.
But I can't. I've seen what happens when things get too out of control, and it's not something you want to relive.
When what gets too out of control? What things?
Things that we can talk about after this whole fest thing is over.
Thanks for the help loading up the truck, you guys. You gonna be around tomorrow for the last of the fest setup?
We'll be there.
What?
Do you want more drinks or not?
It would be our pleasure.
Okay, see you then.
Did you steal another beer on the way out?
Just one for the road.
I like those guys. Huh? How'd this bottle get here?
Oh my god, did you see the bartender?
Hello? Somebody around that corner? Ah! Wait, what are you girls doing here?
We were walking and,
Hey, what are you doing with that alcohol?
We,
Found it in the street.
You two stole that liquor, didn't you? Okay, not cool. Hand it over.
Ugh. Are you serious?
You're kids. I can't serve you alcohol. It's not good for you. Plus, I could lose my job. Bartending's the only thing I'm good at. Now hand it over.
Here, jerk.
Let's go.
And don't let me catch you sneaking around here again. Heck yeah. World's best bartender. Keeping it legit.
I can't believe you got us caught.
I got us caught? I didn't do anything.
Ugh, yeah, it was that guy's fault.
What are we gonna do? We were supposed to pregame at my place before the fest this weekend. What are we supposed to tell everybody?
Psst. Hey, kids. Having some trouble?
Huh?
Who are you?
Okay, guys. Last day of fest prep. Let's try not to repeat what happened yesterday.
You mean how you and Carlton totally tanked at having a normal conversation?
How did you know that? You weren't even there.
Everybody's been talking about it. They keep saying that you're insensitive.
Well, we're not. And we're going to prove it to them.
That why you brought your kid with you?
No.
Mom, can I go play the games, please?
Sure, honey.
Yes!
If you let Dr. Quaid go with you.
What?
Aww. Sorry, Dr. Quaid.
It's all right. No offense taken. To be completely candid, I'd be grateful to see someone a bit less aggressive playing these games.
Games? Hey, Elliot, do you think I could come with you and Rachel?
There's no need, Miss Liza. We shouldn't be very long. Shall we, Miss Rachel?
Well, the rest of us aren't going to get anything done just standing here. Go do whatever you need to keep the positive momentum going. Come on, let's move.
You okay, Pryor? You, seem a little off.
I'm fine. Let's just go see what everybody else is doing.
Wait, so now you don't need me to soup up that popcorn machine?
Nah, it's actually working great. Already spitting out tons of stuff. Want some?
No thanks. Probably tastes like missed opportunities.
Anyway, the whole booth looks amazing, Clay. Did the guys down at the dock have a change of heart after all?
No. I got help from, a friend.
What kind of friend?
Who cares? The point is the job got done. And Liza's right. It looks amazing.
Yeah, a little too amazing. The thing is practically its own building. You're gonna tell me this guy had the time or money to do something like this in what, a couple of days?
Hey, remember when I said that thing about playing it safe? Now would be a good time to do that.
Pryor.
Oh, hey, Carlton! Miss Pryor, I thought I saw you guys! So... how's the search for Sheriff Rhodes going? My people haven't turned up anything, but I was hoping maybe you guys had something.
He's still missing?
I guess so, but that doesn't mean that we...
And I'm starting to worry that this may be more than just a random one-time abduction. We've already got a report at the station about another missing person. Maybe you know him. Lenny Peterson, he works down at the docks.
Lenny? Clay, isn't that the guy who stuck you with all this extra work?
Yeah. But I didn't know he was missing. I've been spending so much time here this week, I haven't even seen the guys at work.
Clay, if you know something, it'd be in your best interest to...
It's a nightmare! We're all screwed!
What's wrong now?
Algy, how many times have I told you that if we're going to run anywhere, you have to give me a head start? He's panicking because Mike from the bar never made it here to set up the drink booth.
Which means no alcohol! How are we supposed to be able to get anything done without knowing we can at least do it while we're buzzed?
Another missing person? Oh my gosh, everybody's dropping like flies!
Everybody, calm down! There's no point in panicking!
Think it was a good idea to drop the missing sheriff case now, Pryor?
You dropped my case?
Oh, crap.
I can't believe you people! You call yourself Hades Investigations and you don't even try to investigate? Everyone around here was really starting to think you could help change things for the better. But you're just a bunch of misfits and cowards!
Deputy Thomas! Jerry, wait! I can't believe I thought we could just dump a case.
Then maybe it's time to undump it. And I say we start by talking to... Clay? Wait, where'd he go?
Don't worry about it now. Let's just get back home and regroup. Hopefully we can turn this thing around. Come on.
There you all are. Is everything all right? Deputy Thomas looked distressed and not in the usual way.
We'll explain it on the way, Doc. But it looks like I'm going to need that assistance you offered after all. Hold my hand, Rachel. We're going home.
Okay, Mom.
Psst.
Hey, wait! There's something over there! Like a shadow! And it's moving really fast, and—
Rachel, this is really not a good time to use your imagination. You know what happens when you do.
But I'm not imagining! Mom!
Yeah, you'd better run, Carlton! You and those other— what Jerry call them? Misfits and cowards! Cersei, you're a genius!
I know. But I have to give credit to my friend here.
Why, thank you, Cersei. But you didn't really give me much to do. It was impossibly easy to take those pathetic humans down.
Okay, so you made them look bad. Now what?
I'll do what I do to every town. Destroy it. And everyone in it.
Including Carlton.
Hold on. If you're gonna invest in this whole dastardly villain bit, you have to have a decent maniacal laugh. Try it again, but more intense. And take a second to breathe for once.
Got it.
Better.
Hello, fellow investigators. Have questions for us about this podcast? Feel free to follow us on Instagram at wildly_productions, Twitter at wildlyproduct1, TikTok at wildly_productions, Tumblr at wildlyproductions, and Facebook at wildlyproductions, and shoot us a message on our latest post. Or subscribe to Wildly Productions on YouTube and comment on our latest episode. And most importantly, don't forget to check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/wildlypods for all kinds of fun bonus content and the chance to help us keep this podcast train rolling. Happy investigating! Hainous Investigations was created, written, and directed by Jessica Castro, featuring the voices of David Manuele, Elena Garcia, Bryce Riffle, Tuan Nguyen, D.G. Holstein, A.J. Somerville, Naomi Park, Maria Elizabeth Burns, Jamie Forney, Emily Folger, and Jessica Castro, with a guest appearance by Annie Hulegard. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Finn Nilsson and Owen Thornton. Hainous Investigation's spooky theme song written and arranged by Jordan Castro with instrumentals by Lucas Urbina. Promotional media editing by Tom Velick.